From the beginning, God had a plan. God wanted to bless the people of the earth. How shall I bless all people? God thought. I know. I will choose one family to help me fill the world with my love. God came to a man called Abraham. Abraham lived with his wife Sarah in a city called Haran. Abraham, I have chosen you and Sarah, God said. Leave this land. Leave your family. Leave your home. Pack up all your things and go. Don't worry. I will show you the way. Abraham and Sarah had a hard decision to make. It wouldn't be easy to leave their home. God knew how hard it would be. God smiled on them and made a promise. Abraham, I love you and Sarah. I will make you into a great family. I will bring good things into your life. I will be with you every step of the way. You will bring my love to the whole world. Everyone will remember what you have done. Wow. What an amazing promise. Even though it must have been difficult and quite scary, Abraham and Sarah trusted God. They gathered everything they could carry and everyone who lived with them and set out. What a journey it was. It took a very long time, but God was with them every step of the way. Finally, Abraham and Sarah came to the land of Canaan. They traveled up a mountain to Shechem, to the oak tree of Moreh, a holy place. It was a holy place because people heard God's voice there. In Shechem, God made a promise. Abraham and Sarah, you have done well. I give this land to you, your children, and your children's children. But Abraham said, Lord God, Sarah and I are so old, and we still have no children. God told Abraham, look up at the sky and count the stars. That is the number of children you will have. Abraham built a stone altar to mark the place where God had spoken these words of promise. Abraham and Sarah and everyone with them traveled from one end of Canaan to the other, from Bethel to Ai, and even towards Egypt. They admired the beautiful land. They came to know all the roads, rivers, hills, and towns. God was with them every step of the way.